Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Taking a unique approach to harmonizing the Bible accounts, The Gospel Light for Witnesses by Edwin Allen Salhaney, expertly weaves the four gospel stories together into one continuous chronological narrative, removing duplication and yet preserving all the details and nuances of the different writers. Using the venerable King James text, this is not a paraphrase but a re-edit of the very Word of God, an invaluable resource for Bible students, pastors, and teachers. Each period and incident in the Savior's life is identified and labeled with full text references, dates, and indexes. This is not just another gospel harmony grouping related texts together. With this unique consolidation of the good news, it's possible to read all four gospels simultaneously and easily study the record of Jesus' life on earth. The son of missionary parents, Allen is a lifelong disciple of Christ and student of the scriptures. A master mechanic and successful business owner, Allen graduated college cum laude with degrees in theology and applied religion. He has served as an industrial arts, Bible, and history teacher, school administrator, youth leader, church elder, and a lay preacher. Allen and his wife, Sue, reside with their family in Etheridge, Tennessee, where they serve their community through their natural foods business and their church as local leaders. Edwin Allen Salhaney, author of The Gospel Light for Witnesses, is our guest on This Week in America. Allen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
What a book this is. So much to talk about during the course of the interview and how you developed this and what went into this. Tell us a little bit more about the book, The Gospel Light. It's a fascinating story.
Well, The Gospel Light is what would technically be called a synthetic gospel. It's where the author, the editor, uses existing material to produce something that's completely new, without adding anything really, any new material to the work. You know, there's four descriptions of the life and teachings of Jesus in the Bible, and a lot of that material is nearly identical duplication. And so just using the words and the phrases from the various accounts, I tried to weave them together in chronological order, to give the reader a composite, consolidated gospel without all that unnecessary repetition. In doing so, it brings a whole new perspective to the gospel story because it gives a more accurate account of the various encounters and events in the life of Christ and enables the reader to see these various incidences in relationship with one another. And when you read an individual gospel, you kind of lose some of that connectivity. And when you have that connectivity, and you can actually, you know, it's like walking with Jesus from one event to the next.
Yes.
It makes it easier to see how one event leads to the next, how one event and one interaction actually impacts the next interaction. And you can see the development of Jesus' ministry more clearly, his if you want to say his theology, it's not really his theology, hasn't changed, but how he unfolds his message to his hearers, it's a little easier to pick that up. It's a great devotional read, just to read one section at a time because each incident is brought down into its own individual section. But it's also an invaluable study aid and research tool. It's often difficult to keep the relationship between the events and their chronology straight. I've listened to a lot of preachers that will put an event in Christ's life and into a situation that really isn't accurate. And while they draw good lessons, from that particular incident, they lose some of that connectivity and can actually confuse a reader. At some time.
So yes.
helping to keep it straight is a helpful source. The way it's set up, the source materials are clearly delineated in the Gospel Light. In other words, where I've taken a text from Matthew or a phrase from Matthew or two words from Luke or show where there's a difference. In other words, where Luke will use one word and Matthew will use a different word, or Mark will use a different word. Those differences are clearly shown in the text. You don't have to read them, but you can see them as you read. And if you wanted to substitute, what Mark said versus what Matthew said, or the word that he used, it's easy to just slip it right in there. It makes it easy to spot differences, similarities. And it also includes a comprehensive index. We've put an index in the back of the book where you can look up an incident in Jesus' life, find out where it is, in the Gospel Light book itself by page number. And so it makes it a lot easier to really get the gospel message, I think, the way that it unfolded to the disciples and to Jesus' hearers.
That is the key, and it's why the book is receiving so many rave reviews. The book is The Gospel Light. Light is L-I-T-E if you're Googling. Alan's website is thegospellight.info. The author of the book and our guest is Edwin Alan Salhaney, Alan with one L, A-L-A-N, Salhaney, S-A-L-H-A-N-Y. If you're Googling, book available at stratton-press.com, the bookstore. They're the publisher, other places as well. And, of course, you can find out more about Alan and the book and order the book at his website, thegospellight.info. I mentioned briefly your background. Let's just touch on that. Tell me a little bit about yourself and where this interest came in taking on a project of this magnitude.
Well, I was blessed to be raised in a Christian home with a love for Jesus. My father was a missionary-minded pastor. I spent most of my formative years in Central Africa, and living apart from the traditional, typical Western culture, I guess, enabled a development of a kind of a global perspective and appreciation for other cultures. It also afforded an opportunity to travel extensively throughout Africa and Europe and the Middle East. So growing up, I envisioned myself as a missionary doctor, and I enjoyed research and study. But I also learned many practical skills. We didn't have access to a lot of the support systems that, we're typically used to here in America in more affluent surroundings. And so having to make do was a great teacher of life skills. And that also helps to engender common sense.
I like that connection, yes.
Yeah, so having a wide range of educational opportunities, I think, was very beneficial. Shortly after entering college, I entered on a fast track to a pre-med program, but I realized that my temperament and personality really wasn't best suited for Western allopathic medicine. So I kind of changed my program to more religious studies. And I worked my way through school in various ministries and skilled labors pursuits. After graduating college, I got certified as a master automotive technician, worked as an industrial arts teacher, maintenance director, school teacher, teaching Bible and history as an assistant, and then as an interim school principal before I left the school system. I spent a lot of years with a Ford dealership as an electronic engine control specialist. And all the while, I'm working with my local church. I'm working and studying because that's Bible interests me. Chronology interests me. The old Hebrew feasts and ceremonies, the ceremonial system that the Hebrews had and what that taught about the gospel were areas that took a lot of my interest. I started building models of the Jewish temple tabernacle when I was about 10 years old, I guess. I don't know how many of them I built through the ages, scale models, and taught from them. But all these early years increased my general knowledge, I guess you might say, of the times. And of course, traveling in the Middle East helped also. During those early years, my wife, who is my college sweetheart, holds a degree in bachelor's degree in nursing, started a little health ministry. And so eventually we were able to move into that full time as our core means of financial support. And then that gave us more time to invest in church work and projects like the Gospel Light.
The book is so well done. It's fascinating getting in the background where you call basically on all of your life's work to get this book written and published, The Gospel Light. That's L-I-T-E. As I mentioned in the beginning, there are many gospel harmonies available. This is different. Why the idea to create another gospel harmony? But I want to say another because this is unlike the others, isn't it? This is unique.
It's unique in any that I could find. Looking at, you know, various materials, usually a gospel harmony is either one of two things, either a paraphrase where the author will take the various instances and rephrase them and, you know, make a continuous story out of it, or they'll take the various passages and put them in parallel columns or group them together so that you can, you know, you can read one, you can read the other, and then you can make that comparison. But I was looking for appropriate material to share, you know, as a pastor, I'm having to come up with material on a regular basis. And one day I was especially impressed with Paul's declaration to the Corinthians that he was determined to know nothing but Jesus Christ among his congregations. And so the gospel accounts, their firsthand accounts of Jesus' life on earth, for the most part. Luke is a combination, a compilation. But the thought struck me, you know, would it be possible, if it might be possible to actually take the words of the King James Version, the actual text, and string it together, put the pieces together into a continuous narrative, taking out the duplication, and yet being able to preserve the different nuances. You know, each of the gospel writers wrote to a specific audience. And so if I wasn't part of that audience, it didn't reach me where I am now. So I thought, well, you know, would it be possible? Would it be able to, would there be things that would emerge from such a study? Would taking a conversation that's partly recorded in one gospel and combine it with what was recorded in another gospel that was remembered by the different authors, would that bring a new perspective or a new insight into the gospel? I didn't want to change the gospel message. Wasn't looking for something that would be new and different, but rather something that would maybe possibly, again, I'm exploring possibilities, that would enhance the story, that would bring more depth and meaning to it. And so I thought, well, I'll sit down and give it a shot. And what turned into what I thought would be a relatively short study project turned into a kind of lengthy adventure of research and delightful discovery and personal growth.
Well, I want to talk about that. The time is going by so quickly on the program. Edwin Allen Salhaney, that's S-A-L-H-A-N-Y, our guest on the program. The book is The Gospel Light. His website is thegospellight.info. What was it that prompted you to re-edit this portion of the Bible? And then I'm follow that up with, what was this journey like? You mentioned it really didn't start off with this destination in mind. What's this been like in writing the book, researching the book, and now having it published?
Well, some of the things that I learned was that, you know, Jesus didn't teach out of the blue. You know, everything he did was in relationship to what was his around him. And that really comes out in the Gospel Light that came out to me, and that helped me to put myself into that. Of course, it took a lot of research, you know, knowing history and the times and places, walking in the Holy Land and understanding how long it took to actually move from one place to another, helped with the chronology. But in a word, it was challenging. But rewarding, because I was getting all these new connections that I had never encountered before. And from the very beginning, I just started incorporating that into what I was sharing with my church. And as we got deeper into it, you know, more people said, hey, you need to put that down. You know, so I just took on the challenge of actually having it published.
And the book is available through stratton-press.com in their bookstore, the publisher of the book. The book, wherever books are sold, The Gospel Light, LITE.info, a great place to get information on Edwin Allen Salhaney, our guest on the program today. Does this book reflect any of your own spiritual journey?
Not directly in the gospel part, but I do have appendix in the book, several different appendix that reflect my deeper interest in the Jewish traditions and customs, the temple services and so forth. And there's a lot of interesting bits of information there that I learned in the process of doing the research for the book that I bring out for the readers. So, there's a lot of things there that, I'd say, draw me closer to Christ. Help me to see Him more as speaking to me, and the gospel speaking to me personally, rather than being just history out there that somebody else recorded, and being a theology or doctrine.
Yes.
The personal experience, I think, is what really helped me the most.
It's interesting. The book, The Gospel Light, is helping so many people, and it helped the author as well. That's interesting that you were learning as you were researching and putting the book together. Does The Gospel Light contain any material besides the Gospels?
Only in the appendix. Everything else is directly, the words directly from the King James Version, just arranged in a chronological way. Easy to read. I've had to change some of the tenses, from past tense to present tense or vice versa, depending on the circumstances. But there's really nothing added in that sense.
I don't want to
put
it.
That makes it easy. You can read it, and you're actually, in essence, reading all four Gospels at the same time.
Which is just remarkable that, again, the word unfold keeps coming to the top of my mind. Everything unfolds as it happened. I mean, it's just a fascinating way to be able to read. I don't mean to put a lot of pressure on you, but do you have other books you're working on? You did such an excellent job in putting this together and helping so many people that have really learned from this and reignited, possibly for many people, their faith. Anything you're working on?
Not actually working on yet, but I have a lot of ideas. I've been thinking about maybe putting together a book of the kind of like a commentary based on some of the presentations that I've made from the book, things that I've learned from the book, sermons that I've preached, etc. And I've also thought about doing a similar project with the Tales of the Hebrew Kings. Samuel King's Chronicles is another area of the Bible that has a lot of similar repetitive material, but they're different. And so I've looked at that too.
Besides the
I'll find time one of these days.
Well, time is what I was going to ask you about next. How long did it take you in this process, the journey to write the Gospel Light, Four Witnesses? How long did that take to do the research and to do the writing?
It took me about 3 years. I thought it would take maybe 2 or 3 months, but it ended up taking about 3 years and then an additional year to actually get the book formatted and published.
It's just amazing. The book is The Gospel Light, Four Witnesses by Edwin Allen Salhaney, our guest on the program. His website is thegospellight.info. The publisher is Stratton Press. Their website is stratton-press.com. Book available there in the bookstore. Book available other places as well. Who do you think benefits most from reading The Gospel Light?
Well, Rick, I really think anybody would benefit from reading it. Like I said, it makes a great devotional book, so you don't have to have a lot of background in history and so forth to read it and really appreciate it. But I think it really comes into its own as for people who are trying to study. I've seen so many... Unfortunately, so many supposed professionals that mix up the gospel stories. I think it would be should be required reading in any school course that purports to teach the gospels personally, because they teach a gospel harmony. We learn that in theology school. We have a harmony that we read, but they're just parallel columns. It doesn't really blend things together. So. I think it would really comes into its own for a scholarly look at the life of Christ, but definitely anybody can get a benefit from it. Each of the gospel writers had their own specific target. This does not have a specific target. So it brings a fourth, a fifth perspective to the gospel story that I think really speaks to us more in our age, in our day, than the gospels do, you know, as they're written in the typical King James Bible or NIV or any of the other translations, which are really direct translations of the original languages.
We got a couple minutes left in the program. What do you hope the takeaway is for the readers, those who experience reading the Gospel Light? What do you hope the takeaway is?
Well, I hope as they read it, they can see how if they were living with Jesus, how he would have interacted with them. And in so doing, I think we get a more beautiful picture, a more beautiful picture of Christ. If he was living with us, walking with us, talking with us, in our community, interacting with the people in our community, how would that impact our appreciation of him, of what he was trying to share with us, and what he has done for us and wants to do in us? God wants to change us. He doesn't want to just save us. And if you want to be changed to be more godlike, to be more Christ-like, you've got to look at God, look at Christ, see how he interacted with people. And I think that's what I want people to take away from this book. I want them to really experience walking and interacting with Jesus. And I think it'll help them to find real joy and peace and fulfillment, because that's what God wants for each of us.
The way you have written this, there is a visual aspect, an imaginary visual aspect as you're reading this. You can sort of see as this unfolds. It is so well done. The book is The Gospel Light for Witnesses by our guest Edwin Allen Salhaney. The book expertly weaves the four gospel stories together into one continuous chronological narrative, removing duplication yet preserving all the details and nuances of the different writers. The book is available, published by Stratton Press, available on their website, stratton-press.com, the bookstore, available other places, the usual places as well. And Alan's website is thegospellight.info. Light is L-I-T-E. If you're Googling, Alan is one L-A-L-A-N. Salhaney is S-A-L-H-A-N-Y. I think I gave you all that information. We have it all on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, so you can track down information and order the book there as well. Alan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing the story behind The Gospel Light. A fascinating story, a job well done, receiving excellent reviews. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
This has been great.
And if
you as well.
And
I hope we have a chance to talk again with no pressure again on the other book. But when you get you got a lot of ideas there, when you're ready, let me know and we'll have a chance to continue our conversation. Edwin Allen Salhaney, our guest on the program, the book, The Gospel Light, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.